This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari appoints CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Lal Prachanda as new Prime Minister of Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal received support of 169 lawmakers. Health Ministry urges all to receive booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine, citing increasing COVID cases in India and China. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to negotiate with all parties involved in Ukraine conflict. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has appointed CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Lal Prachanda as the new Prime Minister of Nepal. Issuing a press statement yesterday evening, the office of the President said, President Bhandari appointed leader Prachanda to the post of Prime Minister as per a constitutional provision. The CPN UML, the CPN Maoist Center, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Nepal, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, the Janata Samajwadi Party, the Janamat Party, the Nagarik Unmukti Party and three independent members of the parliament have supported for Dahal's premiership. Three independent lawmakers supporting Dahal are Prabhu Shah, Kiran Shah and Dr. Amresh Kumar Singh. Yesterday itself, a meeting of the top leaders of the seven political parties held at UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli's residence in Balko decided to support Dahal as the new Prime Minister. Following the political consensus, UML Chair Oli, Maoist Centre Chairman Prachanda and other leaders reached the office of the President at Sital Niwas to submit the formal claim for the post. A total of 169 lawmakers supported Chairman Prachanda in the Prime Ministerial bid. Newly appointed Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to take the oath of office and secrecy at 4 p.m. today at the President's office in Sital Niwas. The Health Ministry has urged all to receive a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, citing the increasing COVID cases in neighbouring India and China. Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sanjay Kumar Thakur said the new BF.7 variant of COVID-19 had been detected in India and China and its transmission to Nepal was possible due to the open border with the two countries. The spokesperson further urged all who have taken the first and second doses of the vaccines to get a booster shot to protect themselves. Similarly, the ministry has urged people to follow health protocols and use face masks and sanitizers and maintain physical distancing. According to the health ministry's spokesperson, the government will bring 1.5 billion booster doses soon. Meanwhile, the ministry has also urged people to be safe from the risk of cold waves and snow as the mercury has started falling down across the country. The Kathmandu Valley recorded the coldest day yesterday. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the minimum temperature in the valley yesterday was 4.5 degrees Celsius. Today, however, the minimum temperature is 5.4 degrees Celsius. Similarly, the temperature in Jumla district dropped to minus 5.6 degrees Celsius yesterday, while Jiri in Dholka recorded minus 0.7 degrees Celsius. The government has prepared the standards for determining national priority projects. The government has prepared and implemented the standard to determine National Priority Project 2022 to end the system of selecting projects without study. The standard is determined by the National Planning Commission. As per the standard, the criteria for the national priority projects include a ready detailed project report, evidence guaranteeing the investment resources and falling within the scope of national priority by the current periodic plan. Likewise, environmental impact assessment and the secretary level decision of the concerned ministry were also needed to meet the criteria. The Kathmandu Valley Development Authority has decided to set up various parks at different locations in the Kathmandu Valley. Authority's Information Officer and Engineer Saurabh Thakal said Salinadi Park at Sankhrapur Municipality, the Gatalbaba Temple Park at Nagarjun Municipality, the Kageshwari Park and the Champadevi Park at Kritipur Municipality are among the parks to be constructed in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the information officer, these parks are to be constructed for disaster management and climate change adaptation. the high-capacity charging stations for electric vehicles are to be set up at the country's main administrative hub in Singhadarbar. The country's major administrative center has charging stations, but not the high-capacity ones. The government has decided to set up 5 charging stations, each of 30 kilowatts of capacity. The project is undertaken under the Energy Development Decade Action Plan project of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
जति तारा उदाए नि चन्द्रमा नै राम्रो
सबै ठाउँमा एकै चोटि खबर पुग्ने हाम्रो
रेडियो नेपाल
रेडियो नेपाल रेडियो
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 38 people have died in US and Canada due to severe cold. The North American continent has been facing winter storm and Arctic freeze. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is ready to negotiate with all parties involved in the conflict in Ukraine. However, he has blamed Kiev and its Western backers for refusing to engage in talks. In an interview with the state television, Putin said Russia was ready to negotiate with everyone involved but acceptable solutions. But he said that it was up to Kiev and its Western backers. He also blasted the West for trying to tear apart Russia. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has appealed for an end to the senseless war in Ukraine in his traditional Christmas message from the St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. 3 major non-governmental organizations have halted work in Afghanistan after women were banned from working for them by the Taliban. In a joint statement, CARE International, the Norwegian Refugee Council and Save the Children said they would be unable to continue their work without their female staff. The aid groups are demanding that women can continue to work for them. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban have been steadily repressing women's rights. The latest edict on NGOs came just days after the Taliban banned women from attending universities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to mainly cloudy across the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Vidyadevi Bhandari appoints CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda as the new Prime Minister of Nepal. Prime Minister Dahal received support of 169 lawmakers. Health Ministry urges all to receive booster doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, citing increasing COVID cases in India and China. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to negotiate with all parties involved in Ukraine conflict. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.